Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
O Day Full of Grace, by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title found in the Lutheran Service Book, number 503, Sunday, May 23, 2021. For Christ bore our sins, and not his own, when he on the cross was hanging. And then he arose and moved the stone, that we unto him, belonging, might join with angelic hosts to raise our voices in endless singing. God came to us then at Pentecost, his Spirit new life revealing, that we might no more from him be lost, all darkness for us dispelling. His flame will the mark of sin efface, and bring to us all his healing. Our hymn's Day Full of Grace is the Festival of Pentecost. Pentecost, the Jewish Feast of Weeks, held 7 weeks after Passover. Pentecost was a harvest festival, during which the first fruits of the harvest were offered to God, as devout Jews from every nation under heaven gathered in Jerusalem. See Acts chapter 2, verse 5. After Jesus' ascension, his disciples waited in Jerusalem for the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost Sunday, our hymns and scripture readings direct our attention to the work of the Spirit. We rightly celebrate the Spirit's work, but the Spirit doesn't call attention to himself. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, "He will glorify me." See John chapter 16, verse 14. In wind and fire, the disciples received the promised Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit glorified Jesus. The disciple Peter spoke to the gathered crowd there in Jerusalem. He proclaimed good news of Jesus, the Messiah who had been delivered up to death according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. See Acts chapter 2, verse 23. Peter said of the crucified Savior, "God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it," by death. Death could not hold the Son of God. Jesus had no sins of his own for which he deserved to die. On the cross, Christ bore our sins, and not his own, as the hymn says. Now, we who have been buried and raised with him by faith, we raise our voices in endless singing as we join the Spirit's work in glorifying Jesus. In Christ Jesus, God came to us in human flesh. He was born among us to live and to die and to rise for our salvation. God came to us then at Pentecost as Jesus poured out the promised Spirit on his disciples. And still today, the Spirit glorifies Jesus, revealing the new life that is ours, yours and mine, by faith. The Spirit calls us through the word of the gospel. He creates faith in our hearts. All darkness for us dispelling. He brings us healing from our sins. Pentecost was a harvest festival, a time to offer up first fruits of the harvest to God. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit glorified the Savior as people from every nation under heaven heard the gospel, and a harvest of about 3,000 souls was gathered into the church. The Spirit is still at work today. In the proclamation of the gospel, more and more people are coming to faith. God continues to add to the Pentecost harvest of that day, full of grace. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, help us to be bold witnesses for you, so that the harvest of souls will increase to your glory. Amen.